In the great children's book by Dr. Seuss, the Lorax spoke for the trees. Well, so does my next guest. He's spearheading an effort to quantify the value of trees in urban settings and how planting more trees can save money elsewhere. David Nowak is the iTree team leader at the U.S. Forest Service. He joins me now. Dr. Nowak, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Now, when I hear iTree, we're not just talking about apple trees.
No.
Tell us about this plan you've got going. First of all, we'll talk about the application iTree, but first tell us what is the thinking behind this idea of quantifying the value of trees?
Well, the idea behind it is to get people to understand both the positive and negative attributes about trees so they can make informed management decisions. The goal is to help through better information about forest systems to make proper decisions now so we have more benefits for future generations.
This is primarily for city planners, urban planner type people?
Yes, it was originally designed to work in cities, so where people are concentrated around trees, but the program actually can work in rural landscapes and has been working globally, but the main focus when we started it was in city systems.
And looking at trees, you've discovered that they have value that can be quantified in terms of other costs that a city might engender.
Yes, and there are many values. Many of them we can't quantify right now, such as the value maybe of aesthetics and certain things. But we've been focusing mainly on values associated with reduced energy use, air quality, greenhouse gases, and water flows.
So basically, the shade helps a lot.
The shade and the leaves, most of the values are derived from the leaves, whether it be from shade or the leaves also remove pollution, they intercept water. So it's about having healthy trees out there and a lot of leaf surface area.
I mean, isn't that something that city planners have known instinctively for centuries? Washington, D.C. itself was predicated on trees, and we've got Central Park in New York and so forth.
That had it down. It's been known, and I think we tend to rediscover things through time, but trees as lungs of the cities have been known since the 1800s. So early planners had it. Then we moved to technology base, and now we're moving back maybe somewhat towards more green infrastructure-based systems to solve some of our problems.
And earlier you mentioned some of the disadvantages of trees. What might some of the, they fall on cars, that kind of thing. Is that what you meant?
Some of that, yeah. There's pollen associated with trees in some cases, damage associated from wind damage or breaking, and there's just cost. I mean, you have to maintain it. It's like any infrastructure in the city, buildings and cars, you have to maintain it. So taking care of the trees is important. Planting, pruning. So there is an inherent cost that people understand. Raking the leaves is a social cost and maybe a monetary cost. So people understand the cost pretty well, but they may not understand all the benefits they receive. They probably understand certain tangible benefits. They understand shade, they understand wildlife, and they probably understand aesthetics because they can see that. But there's things such as changes in pollution concentrations, changes in UV radiation, changes in water flows that may not be so tangible to the average person. But by understanding all these benefits, we then can look at all the benefits against all the costs and see which to make our proper decisions to move forward.
Tell us about the iTree application that your team has developed.
iTree has been out for about 10 years. It's a suite of tools developed by the Forest Service, Davy, and several partners, Davy Tree, that is, and several partners. And it's designed to help people easily quantify what their forest is. So you can, in some tools, you can sketch your house and do your backyard. Other tools look at city systems where you do sampling or take in inventories. And we have a new tool called Landscape. It looks at maps across the country. So different scales to assess what do we have as a resource. And then internal in those programs, what are the services provided by those trees and the values associated with that.
And is this something that has been recently mobilized?
You can use it on a tablet now, but yes, very soon we're going to have, probably in the next couple months, we'll have a tool called MyTree, which is on a mobile app, which will allow you to type in your, it'll know where you are, you can put the tree information, and it'll calculate the benefits of the tree for that specific site.
So this isn't just simply for professional urban planners or city governments. It sounds like it's something for everybody.
Yes, it was originally designed to help aid city managers as a tool. ECO is the first tool, which is the main core program. But now we're moving to design, which is using like a SketchUp type program in Google and mobile apps. So we're trying to engage homeowners, school kids, everybody to understand the value of their resource.
We're speaking with Dr. David Nowak, iTree team leader at the U.S. Forest Service. I want to ask you about the way cities are laid out. I mean, in streets and neighborhoods, there are trees, but a lot of cities also have a Central Park type of arrangement. And it seems like those trees and those areas have different functions.
As you said, the landscape is diverse across city systems, and there are areas that are devoid of trees, areas of heavy impervious, and areas of heavy forest, whether it be vacant or Central Park or large park systems. So as you aggregate trees, some of the benefits might change as they become more aggregated, so the cooling effect might be enhanced. versus single tree space. So design becomes very important in cities, particularly not only for the cooling effect and aesthetics and recreation, but also for how air movement and flows in relation to automobiles and how we try to maybe not trap the pollutants in our system and allow them to be removed or dispersed. So it becomes very important because the landscape is diverse.
So a canopy of trees over a widely traveled road may not be all that useful, or might be counterproductive.
Might be counterproductive. Even though that canopy is removing pollution, which it is, it might be preventing the dispersion of the pollution from the roadway, which would increase concentration. So this is often why we design our freeways open and try to get the air to disperse out. So we've got to be careful in some cases that you might get counterintuitive effects, even though you're thinking doing the right thing. You can have this negative impact.
And in working on and perfecting this application and this whole research program, do you work with partners outside of the federal government?
Oh, definitely. Partners within the federal government and outside. We have Davie Tree Company, National Arbor Day, State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry is a partner on this, International Society of Arboriculture, Society of Missile Arborists, Casey Trees, and many other either local people, universities, or city governments working with us. Globally, actually, we've had people across the world working with us in Sweden, other countries, try to help us move globally. We have people in Colombia we're working with. So it's an open process. We're trying to get everybody to share together, sort of standardize this process and bring all the science together in one tool or suite of tools where we not just look at one attribute about the tree, but trying to integrate all those benefits. So not just making a tool that looks at air quality and not just a separate tool that looks at water, but understanding if we plant trees and design landscapes, we're affecting many parts of the environment and try to put them all in one system.
Do you find that the average city government has the in-house knowledge of arbor topics and tree topics?
I think they're getting better at it. Some cities are very progressive. We're working with New York, Chicago, and several other cities, Oakville, Toronto we worked with. We actually just finished a study in London, England. So some cities are coming to us, and on the other side, it's some advocates for trees that are trying to take the information and move it to the city. So you have two different levels. One, the government coming to us trying to understand it because they get it. Other, the citizens understanding it and trying to get that information, having quantifiable numbers that they can then present to the city and saying, let's understand the forests of our city.
And what about some of the plights that are affecting trees? For example, here in the East, we have the ash borer, which is destroying ash trees. And then we've lost most of the elm trees to Dutch elm disease. This seems to be a rolling wave of problems affecting trees.
Yeah, we're trying to look at that. There are four main factors that I think are going to be driving forces for change in urban forestry in the future. And we're trying to look at that within our iTree system. And those four are, one is development. Urbanization, as populations increase, how do we develop? Two is climate change, and how is that going to impact the forest? Three is what you were talking about, insects and diseases. And in our tool, we have 31 insects and diseases already preloaded, so we understand the risk to the forest. So if I have no ash trees in my forest, I'm really not at risk to emerald ash borer, and maybe I shouldn't be planting ash trees in the future. And the other is going to be invasive plants and how that's going to change the structure. So those four attributes we're trying to integrate within iTree to understand it's not only about what you have today in your forest, but how is that forest going to change in the future, or how should it change based on what we should be doing. But that's understanding what are the risks to the forest that are likely to be coming down the road in the next 5 or 10 years.
David Nowak is the iTree team leader at the U.S. Forest Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.